Morning Show.
.com.
You've got mail.
Oh, gosh. My coworkers are nuts, y'all. Oh, I ain't lying.
Good
you
morning.
Want email Respar, all you got to do is send it to emailrespar@gmail.com. That's emailrespar@gmail.com. This first one says, I don't believe that Timbaland should be mandated to pay child support for his stepchild. Timbaland can only be legally responsible for the child if he was legally adopted by him, which the paternal father would have to sign over his rights or if his rights were taken by the court. Now, if Timbaland loves the boy, I'm sure he's going to still take care of him as he was on his own. Right. Look at Diddy and how he treats Al. Be sure, son. I thought about that yesterday.
That's true.
I heard somebody make a statement. Did he claim him on his taxes? But look how much money Timbaland makes. That child credit ain't nothing. It's true. You ain't going to get him. As much as he makes, that little tax credit ain't going to be about nothing.
It's big to us.
It's big to the normal person.
Not to Timbo.
But to somebody like Timbaland, please. Besides, that boy was eating, sleeping, and got clothes and all of that from Timbaland. So he should claim him on his taxes. This isn't just for the parents, but who was financially taking care of the child that year. I just think it's in poor taste and makes her look trifling to force a man to pay thousands of dollars a month for a child that isn't his. That's from Danielle in D.C. What happened is Timbaland's wife is filing for divorce. She and Timbaland have a 5-year-old daughter, but she had a 10-year-old son before from a previous relationship, and she is filing child support for both children.
Just because Timbo was loving that boy.
Yeah, Timbaland, you know.
Let him just do what he's going to do. That is very tacky.
And here's the thing. You know, she probably going
to
get $10,000 a month for that one kid and alimony. This one says, morning, Russ and crew. Listen to yesterday's topic about Timbaland's soon-to-be ex-wife asking for child support for a child that is not his. It's crazy. And all the women that think it's okay are crazy. Timbaland's a stand-up guy. I do believe he'll take care of the child anyway. The problem with a lot of women today is that it's all about what they can get. Allow a guy the chance to do for the child first before you take him to court. That's from Super Dad. Is that from you because it's Super Dad?
No.
You know, we call Super Dad.
No relation.
Okay. Good morning, Russ and crew. I say no. You should not pay for a kid that is not yours. What men should do is get a DNA test done to make sure the kid is theirs before paying all that money. I agree. When 3 days old, take him on down there and get that test.
Cat told me the other day he having problems over some youngins that's almost 20.
Wow. Yeah, you got to do
it. And guess what? Never test
it. By 3 days old, you can do it.
Swab.
Get it done quick.
Quick.
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe. Get it checked, and if the kid's not yours, the court should make the mother pay back all that child support. That's not fair because the child got the child. It was for the child. Anyway, waiting to have sex, he going on to something else. Switching gears, waiting to have sex is irrelevant nowadays. While you're waiting for the main course, he or she is filling up on appetizers. The dating game is a player's paradise right now. Snooze, you lose. Men and women, with the exception of basement dwellers and Christian divas, are having it their way every day, all day. And good luck using that whole 90-day tactic because at the end of that 90 days, I'm willing to bet that man's not as stiff as you want him to be, and the woman's not as blank as you thought she would be.
Right.
It is what it is. You know we're not going to. You better stop. I can't believe it.
But I mean, I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. Of course you do. He made it very clear.
There's a lot of practicing going on.
You want to tweet us? Do it at Russ Parr Show. We were talking about how old is it? Too old to trick or treat. Roxaburo Black Guy says 10 years old is the oldest. Elementary school. You don't really get out of elementary until you're like 12. Yeah. But I agree. Yosho2U says, I think age 16 is a cutoff for trick-or-treating. Anything older, just go to a costume party.
Right,
agree.
Right.
DJ Loki102 says, who in the hell over 16 is trick-or-treating? Hashtag fail. Hashtag shame. Hashtag she ratchet. Rush Hour 1264, yes, says, trick-or-treat is for adolescents 12 and under. Yes, agreed. Beauty Blended says, let's not focus on the age, but determine it by how many cavities somebody has.
Wow.
DJ Remedy finally, DJ Remedy 2K3 says, that caller that's going to dress like a cat might as well go fill out an application at the strip club. Listen, if you're going trick-or-treating in a sexy outfit, you're too old to trick-or-treat.
Just don't.
Go to a costume party. You ain't coming to nobody's house in a French maid's costume.
<Get out. laughs>